Israel demolished a building in Gaza that housed the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. Israel claimed Palestinian militants also used the building. The AP said in a statement it was shocked and horrified by the attack. And President Biden has since spoken with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Daniel Estrin is in Jerusalem and is with us now with the latest. Daniel, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me.
First, if you would tell us more about what happened to the AP and Al Jazeera building.
This is a 12-story building in Gaza City. AP says it's been there for a decade and a half. They have covered three previous Gaza-Israel wars from there. And today, the owner of the building got a call from the Israeli military saying, evacuate now, we're going to target. So AP staffers said they ran down 11 flights of stairs and watched from afar. And Al Jazeera filmed the building owner pleading with an Israeli official on the phone, saying, give us just a few more minutes to get more cameras out of the building. And then an hour after the warning came, three missiles landed on the high rise. There was a big ball of fire and the building collapsed completely. Now, Israel says Hamas used this building as well for a research and development center. Israel did not provide proof. I, before joining NPR, was a correspondent with the Associated Press, and I know the staff in Gaza very well. And one of their correspondents is Faris Akram. Just yesterday, his family's farmhouse in Gaza was hit in an Israeli bombing, and he wrote a piece saying that the AP office was the only place in Gaza where he felt somewhat safe.
Mm.